USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico DA not ruling out criminal charges possibly being brought in the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. Alec Baldwin having pulled the trigger on that gun that an assistant director had claimed was a cold gun, meaning it wasn't live, didn't have any bullets in it, but in fact it did. The New York Times is now reporting the DA says everything, including criminal charges, remain on the table. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting Democrats over their social spending bill, or the social infrastructure package.
The country's awash in inflation. The country's flooded with money. The last thing we need to do is to pile on with another massive, reckless tax and spending spree.
At the close on Wall Street Tuesday, the S&P 500 and the Dow had both hit new record highs. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
An expert panel at the FDA says Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids 5 through 11 should be given the green light. That panel's endorsement covering the lower dose for those younger children. Pfizer's vaccine is already available for those 12 and older. Moving it down for the younger kids, that decision has to be looked at next by the full FDA and then has to be approved by the CDC as well. If an agreement on it is reached, it looks like that social infrastructure bill is going to have a lower price tag than originally quoted, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says no matter what the price is, Americans will still have to pay for it.
Everybody's going to end up having to pay for this if they get to finally figure out what's going to be in it.
The Biden administration says it has framework to pay for the bill, and they would never increase taxes on anyone making less than $400,000. A year.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden was in Arlington, Virginia on Tuesday campaigning for Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia and past DNC chairman, is running for governor of Virginia again. As we hear from USA Radio's Lance Pry, that race, with just a couple of weeks until Election Day, is in a dead heat.
On November 2nd, Virginia voters will elect a new governor. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is in a poll tie with Republican Glenn Youngkin. Mr. McAuliffe is pulling in most Democrat players to speak on his behalf. President Obama.
We don't have time to be wasting on these phony, trumped-up culture wars, this fake outrage that the right-wing media has peddled to juice their ratings.
Conservative media host Bill O'Reilly told Newsmax Monday that former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will lose the gubernatorial race to his Republican challenger, Glenn Youngkin.
So Barack Obama goes to Virginia because Terry McAuliffe's going to lose. And they're doing the best they can, the Democratic establishment, to reverse that. So what is he going to say? Terry McAuliffe's got a good point of view when he says that parents should stay out of their children's education.
I'm Lance Pry.
And the new sci-fi movie Dune won at the box office over the weekend in its first weekend of release, and now a sequel has already been given the go-ahead. The news from Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers coming after the film earned $41 million at the domestic box office over the weekend. Globally, it brought in $220 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.